of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
If the devil been just grabbing you and knocking you down and taking you over and beating you down all the time, tell somebody, you need to oil up. He ain't got no right just throwing you down, pinning you in the first 10 seconds of the match. Pin. You out. 10 seconds, pin. You need some oil. When he go to grab you, you slip out from under him. I ain't running. I'll stand right toe-to-toe with you because you can't hold me because I'm too oily. You might go to grab me, but I slip out of that one. Matter of fact, I'm going to grab you. That's what it is. It's putting them in a position where you can throw them to the ground or defeat them. How many know the weapons of our warfare to cast down? Tell somebody, get ready to wrestle. Get ready to wrestle. The body of Christ is going to take over. Amen. It's going to fulfill everything God said before Jesus comes. In Genesis chapter 15, let's look at verse 4. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto Abram. His name is Abram at the time, saying, this shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. So Abram was a bit distraught, disturbed, Amen. Discouraged about only one in his house was Eliezer. He would be heir to everything. God said, no, that ain't happening. It's not going to be Eliezer. God had another plan. Amen. Okay, let's establish that. The Lord said, no, this shall not be your heir, but he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. So right now, you got a problem. Amen. There's a real issue here. His wife, she was barren. Unable to have children, never had a child. Amen. Wasn't looking to have any children. You know, it was beyond hope. Amen. Look at somebody and say, but God said. He said, out of your bowels. All right? Let's take a look. Let's take a look at the character of Abram and some of the things. Look in chapter 16. And verse 1. Now Sarah, Abram's wife. Now this is Sarai and Abram. Not Sarah and Abraham. Sarah, Abram's wife, bare him no children. And she had in handmaid an Egyptian whose name was Hagar. Sarai said unto Abram, behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. Look at somebody say, big mistake. You know, we often start out like that, right? And you got to, if you can grasp this and truly get this into your spirit and your thinking patterns, your mistakes don't determine your destiny. God don't look back on your mistakes to determine where you're going. God doesn't take a consensus from your enemies or out of your circumstances to determine whether you're going to go somewhere or not. He's already got that set. Your mistakes don't mean anything. That don't mean we try to make mistakes. But if honest, you have made plenty of mistakes. But tell somebody, I'm right here in God's perfect plan. You got to come to the understanding that, yes, I have made mistakes. I'm not intentionally making mistakes, but mistakes are a part of it, just like pain is a part of it. Nobody likes pain, but pain is a part of the journey. When you understand what it's for, then you begin to realize, wow, like Paul, I will gladly rejoice in my infirmities now. For out of this pain, your strength is being made perfect in me. When you understand, you can define it. The devil can't deceive you. People think when they get in pain or get into some obstacle or some opposition that God has left them, that God is saying no. He said, ask. If it doesn't happen when you ask, seek. Doesn't happen when you seek. Then he said, knock on the door. Some of us ask and that's it. Well, it must not be the will of God. You hadn't sought, nor have you knocked. Amen. And all of that really, when you think about it, ask, seek, and knock. A-S-K. It all just winds up being asking. Ask and it shall be given unto you. But there are times we have to grapple because there are strongholds. Sometimes strongholds in your mind. Say amen lights. I heard a couple of years with say amen lights. Listen, we've all had to pull down strongholds. Amen. Things that were not in alignment with God's belief system. Strong reasonings. I don't have enough. I don't have enough education. I don't have enough money. I'm not from the right. I don't have the right background. I don't have the right connection. God didn't ask you none of that. Amen. He'll never ask you any of that. God will create the connections. Listen, your money has no value in heaven anyhow. It's not about dollars. Listen, he owns it all. What it is your vision determines your provision. If there's no vision, there's probably why there's no provision. And if you're just shucking and jiving with God, he knows you shucking and jiving. He knows you ain't real. You know when somebody ain't real, they boasting about a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, that brother ain't real. Right? God, the angels know he ain't real. So they just unemployed. But the moment you get purposeful, this is why sometimes leaders are considered to be angry. You know, and the anger plays a part. What part? When a person gets angry for the right reason, it's because they've come to a place where they are not going to tolerate something any longer. And so don't be afraid of anger. Sometimes you need to become angry about something before you will draw the line and stop tolerating it. Jesus saw him in the temple selling the doves and all that stuff. He whipped, got some cords together and said, not in my Father's house. He went up in there kicking tables over, hitting folk across the head. Get out of there. And here, no, I just want to be nice and liked by everyone. And no, they don't like you. You won't be liked by everybody. No, they don't like you. They got you fooled. What is it? It's what you carry they don't like. You're a likable person. Full of personality. You're the life of the party. But they don't like you. You know why? It's because of what's in you. It threatens what they are and what they're not. Just about getting used to it. If they persecuted Jesus, who was perfect, he make no mistake. Didn't stutter once. Never said a word that fell to the ground. And they persecuted him and didn't like him and killed him. What about you? He's the green leaf, we the brown leaf. Is part and parcel of the course. But when you mature in him, you start to learn to rejoice in that you have been counted worthy. Ah, see, I heard one hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't want to be worthy.
Well, you. The disciples were beaten.
Amen.
And they left the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name's sake. Amen. Abram started out on the wrong foot.
Amen.
Anybody ever start out on the wrong foot?
Amen.
You meant well, but you started on the wrong foot. God give you a promise, or you're going to try to fulfill it yourself. Oh, I've done that. I tell this story. I ain't ashamed of it no more. I done told it. God told me to get to California one time, and I thought it was right away. I'm real young in the face. I ain't got no money. Had somebody drop me off at the airport. I said, God said, go to California. I'm about to fly, so somebody here got a ticket for me. Y'all think I'm playing. I was at O'Hara Airport all day waiting for that person with the ticket, and they didn't show up. I had to call the person that dropped me off, and they was mad. I thought you was going to California. I ain't tell them I had no money. I wound up taking a bus some weeks later, but I got there.
Amen.
But you see, I thought it was going to happen just like, you know, just God going to drop it in the ground and no process, no nothing, but it didn't work like that. Abram and Sarai, see, God even changed their name in the process so that every time someone would call or speak, or Abraham would say his name, he was saying father of many nations.
Yes.
Not just exalted father, but father of nations. So there's nations in my womb.
Amen.
And Sarah, princess, not just Sarai, but Sarah. You know, so every time they would say it, and every time somebody would say their name, now they were saying this thing, bringing it into a reality. And that's how we have to do with ourselves. What's your self-talk like? With nobody around. I was saying the other day, a lot of people are scared to be alone with themselves because they ain't friends.
Amen, amen, amen.
When in actuality, when you discover the authentic you, you become your best friend.
Amen.
Because you're the only person going to be with you all your life.
Amen.
From womb to grave. You might as well get to like yourself.
Amen.
So they grappled here. They started to grapple now. All right. Verse 1. Sarah says he had a handmaid. Verse 3, Sarah, Abram's wife, took Hagar. Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. He went in on Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. See, that's all messed up right there.
Amen.
When you go and try to do it in your own strength,
Amen.
Like they did, that's messed up. The principle is wrong. It's like returning the ark. Remember, all the days of Saul, Saul never thought about that. Saul was very proud and self-centered.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.